This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop Devok Show. It's your boy, it's Eric Nam. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome back to the show. If you guys are new here, welcome. I'm excited that you're here, really taking a step to change your life by listening to this amazing, life-changing show. And if you are a repeat listener, if you are part of this family, then welcome. I'm so proud of you, all of you, K-pop Tebok fan. I'm going to just call you Nomination as well because you might as you are. Don't deny it. Just accept it. Embrace it. We are family. Okay. Anyways, guys, welcome back. I'm really excited to have y'all here today. I said y'all because I am in Atlanta as I'm shooting this. And when I'm here, my Southern accent comes out every once in a while. But anyways, hope you guys have been doing well. Before we jump into today's songs, right? And if you've seen the topic for today, it is K-pop song January 2021 Comebacks Roundup Part 2, because there were so many massive comebacks in January. We felt like we had to spread it across two episodes. Now, if you're new to the show, yes, we do have a lot of interviews. And don't worry, we have more of your favorite artists coming on the show for interviews very soon. But we haven't done a lot of personal solo episodes with me in a very long time. So I feel like we're going to try to mix those in a little bit more, a little more often, a little more regularly, as much as possible. So if you haven't listened to part one, if you're interested, go ahead. You can listen to that before this episode or after, up to you. I don't tell you what to do except for a couple things like, you know, supporting our sponsors and us here at Dive. But please be sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform you are listening to us from. We are available on socials where we have a lot of fun interactive posts all over our socials. And you can listen and watch on YouTube at youtube.com/divepods and /divestudios if you want to see me sit in a room by myself and talk into a mic, because that's what I'm doing. I mean, I personally think podcasting is much easier to listen to. But if you want to see my beautiful face, then I guess you can go to the YouTube. But yeah, and if you are a Patreon patron, thank you so much. You guys help us so much in helping us create this content and keeping us alive and allowing us to thrive and do what we do, because this stuff ain't easy. And there's a big team that works on this to make sure that your eyes and ears are pleasured in the most G way possible. PG way possible. That's what I meant. Yes. Anyways, before we jump into it, there are a couple things that I want to talk to you about. Obviously, it is now February, which is insane, because like, what happened in January? I don't know. What actually happened, guys? I don't know. How does time fly so fast? Anybody else feel that way? Where you're just like, yo, I'm gonna get this year. I'm gonna do all these things. And you're like, oh, it's June. And then you're like, oh, nope, no six pack again for the 30 something. I'm not gonna date myself like that. I almost tricked myself. No six pack again for all 15 years of my life. I'm 16 now, guys. But anyways, hope you guys are doing well in this new year. Hope you guys are staying safe. You're staying healthy. So before we get into the K-pop stuff today, there is something that I need to talk to everybody about. It's very, very important. I need you to buckle in because this is very important, big news for myself and for Dive Studios and this family and everybody. So I guess, where do I start? Man, this is such a big project that I feel very overwhelmed just trying to explain this in a very good and a cohesive way. So long story short, here at Dive Studios, we've been building this podcast for almost 2 years, which is wild. And, you know, we have some great artists and hosts on our network and great friends and family who are creating amazing content with us. And I really hope that, you know, and I'm really thankful that you guys have let us become a part of your weekly or daily routine, and you've really welcomed us into your lives. As much as we've kind of bore our hearts out and tried to make great audio content for you guys. So one thing that we worked on for quite some time here at Dive Studios is a new platform. And when I mean platform, I mean like, yes, like an actual real life application that is fully functioning on its own. And before I tell you exactly what it is, no, I'm just going to tell you what it is. I'm overwhelmed. So I'm like walking in circles, but talking in circles, see? But here's what it is. So we try to make content here that is very meaningful and personal and also entertaining. You know, it doesn't have to be just one or the other. But one thing that we found over the time of us creating podcasts is that a lot of people, fans, listeners, as well as artists and creatives here, we felt like one topic that was always very important to us that everybody always resonated with and really appreciated perhaps the most was conversation around mental health and wellness. And as you guys may know, it's not a conversation that is easily had. It is something that we take very seriously and we are very careful about because we know how important and how impactful it can be, both in the good or the bad. So we try to have good conversations around it. And I think on the podcast that we've done a very good job at trying to pull those conversations in a very natural way, an organic way, and in a place that feels very safe. Now, one thing that we realize is there's no real place for this to happen naturally. And so we wanted to create a place where people could talk about mental health, wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, whatever you may be going through in a safe environment. And we thought we should start with the stories of artists and creatives that we work with, myself included. So there's this app. If you go to the app store, you type in Mindset by Dive Studios on Apple or Google, or you can go to the website getmindset.com, or you can even go to the description of this podcast and there is a link there that you can click through to. And when you download it, sign up for it. And please, 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 I know we say this so easily, but I'm very serious. Like, please leave us a 5-star review, 5-star rating and a review on whatever app store you are on, because it really helps us in getting this discovered so that we can impact as many people as possible. So what is in the application? So in the application, you're going to find a couple things. First, you're going to find a trailer that kind of walks you through what you can expect from some of these mindsets. Right now, the only one that's available at this moment, as of this airing, February 8th or 9th, is Eric Nam's Mindset, right? But there is a beautiful trailer that we worked really hard on. And then there is an actual Mindset audio collection. And in that, it is a collection of stories that is beautifully written, engineered, mixed, and mastered. There's music, there's effects, there's all sorts of things going on. But the most important thing is the content. And the content in there is very, very personal. It is deep. It is intimate. It is raw. And I don't think I've ever shared these stories in this way ever before. I go through my life in many ways. It is autobiographical. There are conversations with my mentor, my mom, my people around me. And then there's a lot of things that I never thought I would publicly open up about. But I think I did it because I realized as I was doing podcasts, so many of you, the listeners and my fans, I would get so many messages. I still get messages like your music or your podcast and your words of encouragement get me through so much. And I think what it is, you know, being able to be open and honest and vulnerable allows listeners and fans to find some sort of strength as well as connection and this sense of knowing that you are not alone in whatever it is you are going through. And so I kind of bear it all from, you know, the bullying from when I was young, the mental, psychological, physical, emotional things that I've gone through in building my career alone in Korea as a Korean American. There is just a lot of stuff in there. And you may cry. You will laugh. It is endearing. It is heartwarming. It is heartbreaking. But it is also inspiring and motivating. It's like all these different emotions that I think you're really going to feel and I hope affect you in the most positive way possible. And it will also let you get to know a more deep, honest, raw, authentic me, Eric Nam. So you can check it out for free. The download is free and the introduction episode and the first full episode is absolutely free. So you could do it for no cost, right? And if you like it, if you support it, if you want to be about it and you want to make a statement, then please consider purchasing the mindset and supporting us and the time and the effort that we've done in creating not only content, but an actual physical application from our inside of our brain cells. It was came from idea into full product. And so it's kind of wild that we have this baby out in the world. Outside of just a mindset audio collection, you're also going to find these things called boosters. And so boosters, we like to think of as like pick-me-ups or wind-me-downs in the middle or at the end or the beginning of your day. So there's a morning supercharge where I sound like a fitness instructor just pumping you up to get your day going. You may laugh at me. That's fine. I hope you laugh with me. But that is also free for you guys to check out. And then there's other boosters coming. There's one that's more meditative where we just kind of calm down and relax at the end of the day. And like as I was recording that and working on it, I almost like fell asleep because it was so soothing to listen to. But I don't know. I know I'm talking about this for a long time, but it's because this is so important and this is so meaningful to myself as well as the entire Dive team. And there are also a lot of great things I think that are really going to come from this application and the community that we build and the discussions that we can have and the impact that we will have here. So I'm really excited about it. I'm not the only artist on this platform. We have more artists that are lined up. We have other mindsets that are coming. We have boosters that are coming. We have really cool trailers that are coming. Some that look so much cooler than mine where I'm like, man, I wish I could have done that. But I want you guys to get amped. And not only do I think and I believe that this is something that will hopefully help you and artists, like we can open up for the first time in a comfortable, safe environment and really talk about things and not be afraid of how things might be misconstrued or taken out of context, but we can really try to be honest with you and how we feel and how we process things. But the other exciting thing is that when you purchase a mindset, a portion of proceeds from the mindset, they are all going directly to a charity of each celebrity's choice. So I chose Doctors Without Borders because I think they're doing incredible work providing medical aid to people around the world where they need it the most. But other artists, they have different charities, they have different nonprofits. And so this is a great, I think, a great place and a great thing that we can all take part in together. Audio content, there's some visual content for the trailers. There's a lot of cool things that we can do together. And I'm so excited to see where we can go. Now, mind you, this is a brand new application. So we are literally building this and we're putting it onto the world carefully so that we can grow this with you guys. Like your feedback and what you send to us is helpful in us making this better. So please send us a feedback. If there's something that you want to see improved, if there's an artist that you want to see, if you want a different feature, if there's something that you think could be done better or whatever, please let us know. We're trying to improve this on a daily basis. My final thing before we do this, before we go into K-pop, I know this is so long. I'm so sorry, but this is so important to me. So I have to do this. Okay. I'm so appreciative and thankful to my team, the entire Dive team, my brothers, all the artists here, the amazing community that we have built, you, the fan, you, the listener, you, the casual, just passerby who is listening to this podcast or the content we put out. And I think when we started this network, we did this with the purest of intentions to do good and to leave positive impact in entertainment, especially with artists and fans. Anyways, yes, to wrap it up, please download the app. Let us know what you think. Please leave a review and a rating. Let your friends, your communities know. Let us know who you want on the app. Please support us. We've really spent sleepless nights, tears, and it's just been a lot. And we really hope that this has a really positive impact on you, on the community, and for the artists. And we really think this is going to hopefully change lives in meaningful ways. For those of you who are asking, where is the album? The reason there is no album right now is because we've been working so hard on this, and it's incredible. So please check it out. It would mean absolutely the world to myself and everybody involved. And thank you again. Now let's talk about K-pop. I'm sorry that took so long. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So like I promised, this is a K-pop show. We're going to talk about K-pop. Here we go. So first comeback that we're going to talk about of part two comebacks is IU. She's back with Celebrity. Now, Celebrity is a single that is supposed to be a teaser. It's kind of a lead-up single to her new album called Celebrity. And it is her first album, full-length album, in 4 years, which is kind of wild because I feel like she releases so many songs and she's so active that I feel like we still get songs from her all the time and she's still always, always on the charts. But, you know, I'm not complaining. I dig it. I think she makes great music. I think she's a great singer-songwriter and a great performer. And the song, the music video, beautifully written, beautifully shot. She's dancing, really, really well done. And I just think she's really, really, she's just great. IU's just great. It is what it is. She's also a talented actress, right? So she's in a movie upcoming called Broker, which tells the tragic story of people forced to leave their children in baby boxes, which is interesting. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a thing in Korea called baby box, and it's a place for abandoned children. So mothers and fathers who would abandon their children in a baby box. And so I assume it's about, you know, orphans and adoption and maybe the perspective of the parents who feel just very gut-wrenched in terms of having to leave their child in a baby box. But it is something that has always kind of been in my periphery. So I'm very interested to see what this movie, how this movie comes together. Speaking of IU though, I think the first time I met her, no, this is embarrassing. I can guarantee you this is embarrassing. The first time I met her, I was working on the Entertainment News show where I was interviewing other celebrities. Now, mind you, I was not supposed to interview Korean celebrities. I was only supposed to interview like international stars in English, but they sent me off to meet with IU in a fan meeting she was doing. And I felt so bad, and I still feel really bad because my Korean is, it was so bad back then. Like, it was horrible. And I cannot believe, like, to this day, I'm like, why? Like, why did they send me? There's a couple of these interviews, but I just was not very good at Korean. I just couldn't have a conversation like in a way that was meaningful for an interview. So what I do remember and what I was very thankful for to this day is that she was still very, so incredibly encouraging and nice about it. Like, I felt really bad because, like, you know, there's camera crew, there's fans. Like, obviously, I want to do a good job, and like, this isn't about practice. Like, I practice. I couldn't do it very well. And so she was still just like very like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry. Like, let me help you. And she was just so accommodating. So I just remember that. And I don't think I ever had the chance to say thank you. So in the off chance that you are watching this, thank you so much. And I'm so sorry because I really wish I could have done a better job. If I can ever make it up to you, please let me know. But she was incredibly nice and I'm so thankful for it. And that's why she was an incredible celebrity. And she is an incredible celebrity. That's why you should check out Celebrity by IU and look forward to her new album. Hey everybody, this is Eric Nam here, and I hope you guys are doing well. I'm here to tell you about an incredible project that I've been working on for quite some time. You may have heard of it by now, but it's called Mindset. So Mindset is an audio platform that we've created at Dive, and it is for artists to tell their most vulnerable, intimate, personal stories about themselves and about their lives. And the application is finally available, and my audio collection, Eric Nam's Mindset, is available right now. I get into things about my life, my upbringing that I've never shared before anywhere, really. And it's very personal, it's very deep, and it covers a range of topics, you know, from mental health and wellness to bullying to overcoming some of the biggest challenges in my life. I also have conversations with my mom, who, as many of you may know, was very, she did not like that I became a singer, but very heartfelt moments there, conversations with my mentor from college, professor, and just a lot of things that I think, I hope, people will listen to, find some sort of healing, feel uplifted, get your heart all warm, but also understand that, you know, there are difficulties in life and there are certain ways, there are certain mindsets that we can have to overcome them together. So please check it out. You can download the app right now on the App Store, whichever App Store you have. It's called Mindset by Dive Studios. And if you want it easier, you can go to the link in the description of this podcast or go to getmindset.com, G-E-T, mind, M-I-N-D, set, S-E-T.com, and you can get the app. And you can also start listening for free. There's a free intro and there's a free first episode. I'm warning you, you might cry, okay? You might cry, but I really hope this is some great audio content that really touches you in some great ways. And I hope you guys check it out. So please check it out. Download the app, getmindset.com. And I hope you guys love it. And I'll see you guys on Mindset. Now back to your show. Okay, moving on. Let's go to the next song. Next up, we got to talk about Bobby. He's back with Ya Unya, You Mad. So this is Bobby's second full-length album after his album Love and Fall that was released in 2017. It has 13 tracks, all written and composed in part by Bobby himself. Lucky Man sends a message that getting to live every day is lucky. And he is also releasing a B version, maybe a B-side of the album. And You Mad, if you guys haven't seen this music video, if you have not seen this, do yourself a favor. Do yourself a good one and go ahead and watch this video because it is an amazing video. That's like, I still remember like even when he did like his other albums and he did his unit thing with Mino of Winter. Like the videos that they have are just so wild and they're so cool. I remember watching it and be like, dang. But Bobby has this tone and this delivery that I think is so fun and cool. Like there's something about his demeanor and his raspy voice where you just like, I just think he has such great delivery. So check it out. Check out the album. Check out the video. He is an incredibly talented dude. I remember, I don't know if have I met him in person? I think I have. We used to text every once in a while, but he's like the nicest dude ever. And Bobby, if you happen to listen to this or watch this, hope you're doing well. And I hope we can work some time. And yeah, check it out, guys. Ya Unya, You Mad by Bobby. Let's keep going. We got a lot to cover, so I ain't trying to waste anybody's time. Next up, we got to talk about BB with Eat My Love.
Yeah.
So BB, she's relatively new. She made her official debut in May of 2019 with the song Pinu, which is soap. And she was signed to Feel Good Music in 2017, where she was discovered by Yumire, again, a legendary, iconic figure in Korean music and K-pop. She was discovered through SoundCloud. And she is I think she has such a bright future ahead, PB. She's been buzzing for a while. She's finally coming up. And her song and the video this time around as well is just really, really cool. She's been having like kind of a lot of hot breakout moments here and there. One of them is on Workmen, which is a YouTube channel, Wakumen, where they go and they try different jobs for like the day. And it's pretty funny. If you want a good laugh, I would recommend watching Wakumen, Workman on YouTube. But yeah, BB, she has a bright future. I can't wait to hear more from her. And also, if you guys don't know of Yumire or Tiger JK, you guys got to check both of them out. Incredibly, incredibly legendary, talented artists who are, you know, behind PB and pushing her and creating her and helping her out. And it's all about that feel good music. Next up, we got a big, big star in the house. It's Hyuna, formerly of 4MINUTE, with I'm Not Cool. So Hyuna, she used to be under Cube with 4MINUTE. And she was before that, she was actually part of the Wonder Girls at JYP. Now she is at P Nation under Psy. And this is her first EP that she has released. I'm Not Cool. The lyrics are written by Hyuna, Dawn, and Psy. Dawn being her boyfriend. And the beat drop itself, the arrangement, the musicalness. Why can't I speak? Sorry, it's really late when I'm recording this. The music itself, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is Psy. This is very Psy. And I see that influence that he has as it kind of is going into her music. It was trending all over the world. And it's been just popping off in China as well. It was apparently the third top trending search keyword on Weibo. And Weibo, if you don't know, is kind of like the Chinese version of Twitter. She has had such an illustrious career, you know, being from different groups, having different subunits. And she, I mean, she's an incredible performer. So if you guys haven't seen this video, I personally really like her live performances even more than her music video. Like her music video is cool. It's bold. It's brash. It's like very loud. But her performances live, particularly for this song, I think is what really makes it stand out. So I'd highly recommend you guys checking it out. And I'm hoping one day we'll be able to have Hyuna and all these artists on the show. We've had a lot of great artists here, and hopefully we get some more joining us in the very near future. Now, I don't have time to go into every single song in detail, so we're going to give out our shout-outs where we have to give shout-outs where they are due. Chungha, she released a song. It's a pre-release song for her upcoming album called Querencia, and it drops in February. And also Dreamcatcher, they released a song called Odd Eye as well. A lot of great comebacks, a lot of things to talk about. That's why we're doing a part two of this again. I don't know. I feel like I've taken up too much of your time. I don't want to be respectful of your time. So I'm going to just start wrapping it up here. Those were our comebacks for January. I will be back next week, where we're going to talk about Valentine's, because it's Valentine's, guys. And we're going to talk about love songs or anti-love songs. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. But in the meantime, if you want more content, of course, you can check it out on socials. You can become a patron of ours. And again, I want to remind you about mindset. Again, please, 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 please check it out. Mindset. Getmindset.com. Mindset by Dive Studios. On your app store. Please download it. Please support us. This is for you. And I really, really, I hope you love it. Anyways, have a great week, guys. Stay healthy. Stay safe. I love you guys. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.